Welcome to the Comedy Hangover Podcast. This podcast is R18 and contains very foul language. Some of the content is not for everyone. We suggest you harden up or listen to something else. Introducing Stella Graham, Ruben Lee, and Danny McChrystal.
Welcome to the Comedy Hangover Podcast. We're three English comedians who are what?
Is that a start?
Wasn't even a 3-2-1.
Nah. Your face is... I
should get that camera for that.
Perfect.
Is that a real start?
Are we really carrying on?
We'll start again.
Want to carry on.
Right, let me know when you're ready.
Carry on up the podcast.
I can't even
just run around in double speed.
I kind of thought it would make for a more natural beginning.
I like
No, we're just terrified.
Should we just fucking keep going?
Keep going, let's go with it.
Ah, bollocks. We are three English comedians who all live in Auckland, New Zealand. We get together, we get drunk, and we talk complete nonsense. I'm Stella Graham.
I'm Danny McChrystal.
I am Ruben Lee.
Oh, there we go. And we finally made it to podcast number 21.
21, so we go.
Keys to the door.
Yeah, although I think the only thing we found the key to is making a good podcast.
For the liquor cabinet.
I thought you meant lick a cabinet.
I did.
Is that a childhood game? So you can lick a cabinet.
You can lick your cabinet.
Barnsley chat up line. Excuse me, love.
Can I nibble on your wardrobe handles?
You got a chest of drawers.
Is that like a euphemism for nipples?
She said euphemism. Pants? I've just pissed myself.
I can see the puddle. scripted, isn't it? Mm. So scripted, that podcast.
I know.
Die when it's your time. Not a fun of euphemism.
We don't have writers, as you can tell. We don't have a budget, that's why.
A budgie?
No budgie. He's stuck in the cabinet. Starved of air.
The cabinet.
He's gone right back.
So, you're still there.
So we'll start with a look at the news. What have you got, Danny? Ruben's gone. It's good.
I've got a music story. Music-based dating website TasteBuds.fm has revealed that music fans are among the least... Oh, no, fuck that up.
I'm not
going to
edit this one. You're going with it.
We're going live.
It's basically found out, like, fans of which band are more likely or less likely to go to bed with you on the first date. To have sex, not just bed and read.
Have a nap.
And, you know...
Barry Manilow, knock out.
Fix your cabinet.
So there's five bands who are least likely, five bands who are most likely. Least likely, I'll start with first. First least likely band to go all the way is Coldplay.
Oh, I see. Coldplay, exactly. It's all there in the name.
Can't fix you. Number two was Adele. Don't know who she is, so I've got no jokes.
Oh, she's the...
What are you doing, Stella?
The
whale.
I'm trying to make you say it. So, yeah, you can all guess what I mimed just then. But Adele is the rather large singer who's on the scene. Like the female Pavarotti, if you will.
Anyway. The fat bird.
That's the one, yeah.
But she's still alive.
Yeah, yeah. She's the one who sang...
I bypass.
Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements? Although I used to think breaking pavements was probably more her thing.
She's got a song called Chasing Pavements.
Yeah, yeah. There's Adele, there you go. Educational as well as funny. Carry on.
Number three, Lady Gaga.
Oh,
wow. So you can't poke her in the face.
Wait.
Bad romance. Number four, Katy Perry.
Because she's hot then she's cold.
Yeah. Or cold and then she's cold again. And number five, Kings of Leon fans. Sex. Not on fire.
Not on fire at all.
Not likely to be getting it on.
No.
What if you're a Kings of Leon fan and someone else is an Adele fan? Are you likely to, you know, try and burn some calories there?
I don't know. It doesn't go into that much detail.
What's most likely? You'd
probably just read the Bible.
Would make a fairly ugly baby, I think.
Yeah. Most likely.
Oh, wow.
Coming in at number one, who are? Who are? What the fuck is that?
Where?
I think Somerset. Nirvana with Come As You Are.
Hello.
Metallica. Nothing Else Matters.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Enter Sandman then.
I was going to, but thought, no, nothing else matters because we're horny and yeah. Three, Linkin Park. In the End.
Eight.
Count.
Remix.
Number four, Kanye West.
Oh,
I'm gone on. I just fuck off. Has he written the songs then?
Didn't he do Gold? No, I don't know. I'm
there was a song, there was song that went, oh.
Was he getting bummed?
Yeah, that was it. He got sand in the bass.
By Shaggy.
Oh, Carolina.
He did American Boy.
I thought you say American Pie. No, that was R. Kelly.
Very young American Pie.
R. Kelly, no relation to R. Jace or R. Kieran.
Believes he can fly. Number five, Gorillaz. Didn't have one for them either. This is where you come in.
Oh,
setting you up, I've crossed it in.
Well, you're all too old for me. You're all too young for me.
And because we're not scripted, we're...
Yeah, yeah. I thought Sham 69. That'd be it.
Lulu.
Yeah, yeah.
Lulu on.
I can't think of any song titles. All I can think of is the lyrics, like, I ain't happy. Not getting any for Gorillaz.
And that's the end of my little story.
Well, you put me in mind of one of my stories there with the thing about Lady Gaga. I saw this headline recently. This woman and her 8-year-old girl, the picture was in the paper, and the headline said, I'm injecting my 8-year-old with Botox and getting her body waxes so she'll be a superstar like Lady Gaga. She gets this done once every 3 months, and the caption on the picture where the mum was giving the kid Botox with a little injection in the face said, poker face.
Now, I don't want to go into untouched territories, definitely untouched territories, yeah. But she's getting all of her body wax.
Yeah.
At 8?
I know.
I didn't need one at 18.
I know, and this is the thing. She's like, she thinks by getting all this waxing done now that she won't grow hair. I'm hoping she stopped at the head.
Yeah.
Child Protection Services aware of this person.
Yep, it was in the papers, and she's just banging on about the thing. Worryingly, Brittany, so the kid's called Brittany.
Oh, the mum's a spaz.
There we go.
Straight red card.
Brittany, whose research scientist dad died 4 years ago, aged 83, regards the injections and waxing as part of normal life. I can't help but think that kid's uncle probably bumped off the old man for coming out with such bollocks.
Well, is this America?
No, this is England, actually. And there's a quote from the kid that said, about the Botox, they used to hurt, but now I don't cry that much.
Just asleep.
Mother of the year.
Mother of the year.
Yeah, but then my favourite bit, she says, I also want a boob and nose job soon so that I can be a star. Why does an 8-year-old want a boob job?
I didn't know what boobs
were.
It's just
a job, innit? There's no boobs there.
My kids ain't got it. None of my kids have got a job.
I don't think Danny would have a job in that field.
What? Whereabouts in England was this, do you know?
Oh, I didn't take that bit of information with me, but somewhere down south.
There's no place in New Zealand comedy for talking about young children, is there?
And you see, why does she need Botox? She's 8. Really bloody wrinkles does an 8
probably,
year old have?
I don't know. She got, you know, you see them kids who've got that skin crispiness. They look like
Burns victims.
Is that what they are?
I would say so.
Sorry, ambulance chasing again.
Oh, dear.
Speaking of mental story, do you want to go with yours?
I'll just do one. You know when you said last week after we'd done it, and every week I do the little story and I just do the whole story.
Go on then.
Then I didn't do it again. I didn't put lines through the story. But the story is
story.
Don't like your hands, Danny.
Fucking hell.
The story is disabled British grandmother headbutts teenage mugger.
Just normal.
It doesn't need any more stories.
No, that's pretty much. She's in a three-wheeler mobility scooter.
Oh yeah,
three-wheeler.
Gets mugged.
Yeah.
And she's 49.
Oh yeah.
Which is quite young for a grandmother, isn't it?
I'd say so.
It's moderately young.
Well, not where we're from.
No. Quite old. Great-grandmother, you mean.
Yeah. Set upon by three little muggers, and they got head-butted anyway.
Shame on them.
Yeah.
How embarrassing. Imagine if they end up in a youth detention centre and they're like, yeah, I got headbutted by a granny in a motor.
Asbo won't mean much to them, will it?
On a side, headbutting, though. What's mean? But I think they should cut off her benefits.
Yeah.
Because if she can do that, she can work.
Yeah.
She's a drive-by nutting.
What can she do? Just, like, butt cars into shape or something in a factory?
Panel beater.
Butt things.
I can't get over how she must have done that. I could see her like going full tit on the scooter and then hitting the brakes and then boom.
You know, oh, they dragged her out. I think they dragged her out, but I think in the action of dragging her out, she's just withdrawn her neck and then just powered forward with it for full tempo to the cranium.
Nice. Like Stretch Armstrong or something. How big's her neck?
She's got an arm on her head. Have you been drinking too much today, Daniel?
No.
This is the happiest podcast we've had for
a while.
I've
been at work.
We are at work, Danny. This is work. You got any more?
Yeah. This is local. This is New Zealand. I'm not too sure where in New Zealand, but headline is, you may have seen it, man cooks and eats his finger.
Was it a fish finger?
Sorry, Sutty came in the room then. Yeah. Not in a Jim Davidson sense.
What were the other ones? Sweep.
Sweep was the black.
Sutty was the one who didn't. Sutty was the one who didn't talk. Was it?
Yeah. Sweep. Sweep was the one that didn't work. It just didn't work.
Hold on. We had Sutty.
Sue.
Sue
was the fucking moan and nagging.
Was his name Matthew Kelly?
Didn't he have cancer though?
Cool. We're heading right from the shade into.
So anyway, man cooks and eats his finger.
Sooty Sweep and Sue, all amputees.
Was
all
that the same show?
That was Rainbow. Bungle.
Oh, fuck, see, here's me again, just getting things wrong.
Sorry,
Big
Kiwis.
Bears was in it.
Kiwis, Elmo. If you don't know what we're talking about, head on to YouTube and look up Rainbow and what was it called? The Sooty and Sweep show? I can't fucking remember. Anyway.
Sooty.
Just puppets from the 80s.
Danny, do something funny.
A man who has had repeated bouts of depression. That's funny. Cut off one of his own fingers, cooked it with some vegetables, and ate it. Oh. This bizarre case of self-cannibalism is the first known in New Zealand and one of only 8 reported around the world, which is handy.
Yay.
As that's the amount of fingers a normal human has. Just not gone.
How many fingers did he have?
What?
I've ruined it.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Why has he got...
What? 8 cases around the world where people have ate their own fingers. That's how many fingers... Oh,
why are you not...
I knew I shouldn't have brought maths into the podcast.
So he's basically done a stir fry with his finger.
Yeah. Mr. X.
Always
probably
a looking
his real name. The superhero.
That's because he can't sign his name. He's clutched the pen with his wrist.
Was assessed as having a vulnerable personality structure. I think that means he was made out of candy floss.
And his cooking was finger-licking good.
Hey!
At the end of 2008, following a personal crisis, he tied the shoelace around his little finger to act as a tourniquet, and cut the finger off with a jigsaw. When I have a personal crisis, I go for a jog, but no.
500
You'd be piece. Better off with a saw, wouldn't you?
Yeah, a 2,000-piece, well, jigsaw.
That would have taken ages.
Uganda, just carving away with Uganda. It's coming off, and I'm eating it.
He then cooked it in a pan with some veg and ate its flesh. What veg?
He had an accomplice.
What veg do you fucking eat? What goes well with fingers? Exactly.
Genitals.
Seafood.
Seafood. His plan. This is fucking more disturbing. His plan was to amputate another 2 fingers the following day. Mm-hmm. He went for the upsize option the next day.
Yeah.
He said the man later regretted the act of self-harm, his first, because of its debilitating effect. Well,
bad person.
Well, it's not going to fucking grow back, is it?
I just like picturing him stirring it with his finger and going, you're going in there in a minute.
Why has he done that to himself?
Imagine the smells of it. Finger and onions. Thinking.
I hope he cut his toenails. I hope he cut his nails. Spit it out, Stella. Did you see in the news there is a supermarket in New Zealand called Pack and Save, which opened its doors in the middle of the night for no reason, and people started going in and helping themselves to food for nothing, not paying, and just buggering off out the door. One lady was seen in her pyjamas loading up with her washing powder and milk and cheese and whatnot. Would you do it?
Well, they just don't. What, it accidentally opened
the shop opened at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
all the lights and doors open. Lights came on, doors open, no security, no
lights
one
were on, no one was home.
And some people, it must have been like a couple of people who started it though, like a couple of people who seen it went in, thought, you know, midnight snack, no staffing, and they must have just texted all the mates.
I think it was in Hamilton for what it's
it
worth.
It was in Hamilton.
I can't believe that this happened because I can't actually believe that anyone shops at Pack and Save.
You didn't got self-service there, so I didn't
know. But you know,
it.
Some people though, this is completely true, some people paid for their stuff, which is quite nice. Like, you know, they were hungry, they wanted food or whatever, but they had the decency to pay.
In some civilised countries, the stores are open all night, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like Tesco's and things like that. I'm not naming names.
They're opening it as well, but you live in Narnia, so not about you.
Anyway.
Go on then.
Any more news?
I just want to do the first paragraph of a news story, because I don't know the whole news story. But this is from The Sun. You love The Sun?
Mm. Yeah. Everyone from Liverpool does.
Teenage Keiths. Teenage thieves targeting park vans on a council estate break into a van that is currently being staked out by SAS members.
Awesome. I bet they got their arses handed to them.
I don't believe it, but they gave them a bit of a slap.
Well, you would, wouldn't you, really?
Which I don't believe anybody, when they've just had the van robbed, would go, oh, yeah, we're SAS, mate. Mm. You know what I mean? But,
yeah. Where break was that? That was Manchester, wasn't it?
That was Barnstable.
Fair enough. The better of the Barns. There was this one absolutely ruined me, this story. Headline gives most of it away. Human cannonball killed in stunt.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, man is dead after a human cannonball stunt at a Daredevil show in England went wrong. The safety net failed to do its job properly. Kent police told British media. What are you thinking? You're 23 years old. Why are you going to put yourself in a cannon?
It's a high risk job, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We said three stand up comedians sat here. What's he doing that for?
Why would you get in a cannon and think this is going to go well? I've seen Tom and Jerry. I know that shit doesn't work well.
Exactly.
Tom.
I reckon we're up for a comedy hangover shout out. Danny, you got one?
Yeah.
Look, you don't know me, give me the nod when you haven't said who it is.
It's there. Oh, you can't read.
Can't read, no. Is it in hieroglyphics?
This is for a person I work with who likes comedy.
Oh, wow.
And is going to go to loads of comedy festival shows. Her name's Mary Louise Greer.
From Auckland?
From where?
Northern Ireland / Auckland.
La 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 la. Mary Louise Greer! Shout out, Auckland, Northern Ireland. Come and see my show, free.
Thank you for listening. What's her name again? Mary Louise
Greer. Her name was Greer. Mary Louise Greer! Northern Ireland / Auckland. Come and see my show, free.
See, it's more than two names.
I can't believe that.
Three name combo. I'm just done.
Whinge like a pom.
Anyone got anything for whinge?
Yeah.
It's not like you, Danny.
I have actually, and no, we're probably going to talk about football later maybe, but people who bring drums to football matches.
Yeah.
Just stop fucking doing it.
I know.
Like,
I know.
What's the men, like, teams like Blackpool, I think, and Portsmouth in particular, just drum throughout the fucking game.
And they're both coastal cities, aren't they? I mean, it's not band practice. Come on, watch the game. I agree.
But, like, what's the mentality of the people? Like, you know, I want to go and watch the football. I really like football, but I might get bored. So, have you got a piece of canvas and a big wooden stick to fucking hit it with? Like, you know, imagine being a season ticket holder next
to
you know, 20 games a season.
You'd take the stick off them and bang their head on the drum, wouldn't you? Just to stop it.
And it makes me think, where's it going to go next? Like, is someone going to bring a gong? Just boom!
Is that for a substitution? They just hold up where the managers are, where the fourth official comes out, just get the gong out, and just point it at Torres, and just get off.
He scored, though.
He scored a goal, so he's a genius.
That's right. It's all been worthwhile. Though.
50 million a goal. So that's my whinge.
Very good. My whinge is about the royal wedding. Don't know if you've heard of it. Happening this Friday. Danny just turned into a cow, I think. But I'm just wondering, a lot of people... A lot of people are thinking of Hugh Hefner.
I know. Deliberate, Stella. Floating under the radar.
Hey, up.
I'll shut up.
So the royal wedding, there's obviously going to be a few people that are going to look to hijack this, because they're talking about 2 billion people are going to watch this crap. But it's the poppy burners.
The Queen.
The people that turn up and like burn poppies and protest and all the rest of it. You know what I mean? Danny's looking confused.
Who do that? Heroin addicts.
Yes.
Who do that?
Just to get a hit.
Who's burning these poppies, Stella? This is going shit's
getting. You know about these people?
Never.
Why she just said it like I'm some guy in the preschool fucking spastic? Danny is looking like he's just shat his pants.
Yeah. They're just the fanatics. So I'm wondering who's going to sort of hijack the event for their own agenda.
Al Qaeda.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I know. I'm
so terrifying.
Worried that there's going to be a bomb.
Apparently, Osama bin Laden really fancies Prince William.
Fair enough.
I read it.
He's got
it. It must be true.
You mean he's Prince Harry?
No, let it be said like here. Gingers. Bin Laden, bummer. Come over here, I'll rip your head off.
So if you're listening in your cave.
Yeah.
I'm sure he downloads it off.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You and your failed kidneys.
Needs a bit of cheering up. I'll just download the Comedy Hangover podcast. That'll sort me right out.
Sort him right out.
So, yeah, are you going to watch the Royal Wedding?
Nope.
Reuben?
When is it?
It clashes with another massive event in the world. That's so
right. I'd say it's a bigger event, personally.
Unfortunately.
The NZ Breakers, the basketball team, they've got a game.
No, my wedding anniversary.
Oh, I see, really?
No, I'm just getting drunk. That's the bigger event for me.
And flyering.
Drunk and flyering.
Excellent.
Fire.
That's what we like. Anyone else got a whinge?
This is about people who lose their passports.
Fuck off.
Thousands of UK passports thrown out with rubbish is the headline. Some 10,000 passports a year are probably thrown in bins, says the UK's Identity and Passport Service, IPS. Launching a campaign urging people to keep passports safe at once, the same number are lost in bars and clubs. Men replace more than 162,500 lost and stolen passports a year compared with around 112,000 by women, the IPS says.
What are they trying to say?
Women are better. The IPS said there are reports of passports being lost at gunpoint in Brazil. It's not really lost if someone's pointing a fucking gun at your head, though, is it? That's more, do you want that? So don't kill me.
At your head and saying, put that passport in the bin.
Other reasons include left in the pocket of a Coke donated to a tramp, put on a fire with clothes. Who sets fire to their clothes unless the serial killers?
True.
Lost in jail, fair enough. Stolen from a safe in Turkey, although interestingly, the thieves actually stole the safe.
Well, there you go.
Not the actual passport.
Yeah.
And lost one day before you're due to travel to Adelaide to perform in a comedy show called Full English with another comedian called Danny McChrystal.
Loosely called comedian.
You know, I did have a theory, because you haven't actually told us, Reuben, who lost his passport, whether you did find.
I will never speak of the. I have not found it. I haven't looked for it as well.
Okay. I'll speak of it.
Can I had a theory on where it may have gone, and one of the things you said in your
He's got his eyes out. Yeah, he gets mad eyes sometimes.
Mr. Potato Head's got his angry eyes on. But you said there, in a jacket donated to a tramp.
Mm.
Now, I wouldn't call Floyd a tramp. Didn't you give him your jacket?
I did give him my jacket and I asked him. He hasn't got it.
Okay,
he hasn't
just
got
checking.
It.
Yeah,
he hasn't got it.
That would be quite funny, though.
It would have been hilarious.
That's yours.
It'd be hilarious. It'd be hilarious.
Hilarious.
Thousands of dollars worth of hilarity. Any whinge from you, Reuben?
People doing stories about things that affect me directly is pissing me off. Yeah. That's fine. Danny hasn't got a show in the festival, and if he had a show, it'd be the most offensive show and upset people, so please don't come and watch his show.
That is a very good point. We are on the eve of the New Zealand Comedy Festival again.
The cusp,
if you like. Yeah. All three of us have got shows in this year's festival. Here's our quick and obvious plug. My show is called Karma Comedian. Come and see it. It's on between May 10 and 14 at the Brooklyn Bar, 7 o'clock.
My show's called James Keating. I don't need this. My show's called Heroes, and it's on at the Limelight Laughter Lounge from the 18th to 21st of May 2015.
There you go.
My show's called... I'm Danny McChrystal. Get off! I'm Danny McChrystal. My show's called Theory of Everything. It's at the Brooklyn Bar from 7 o'clock. From Saturday the 30th of April and then Tuesday the 3rd of May to Saturday the 7th of May. Tickets are very reasonably priced, $20 each.
Yeah, and just in case you can't be bothered to rewind and listen to all of that and take notes, if you go to comedyfestival.co.nz, you'll see our mugs on that page. Lovely stuff. Anything for celebrity nobbery? Go on, him.
Darren Gibson.
Who's that?
Play or Daron Gibson actually plays for Man United.
Manchester United.
He was on
Twitter very briefly.
Yeah.
So you know, the launch was greeted with much fanfare by Gibson's captain at United, Rio Ferdinand. Rio Ferdinand's quite famous for being on Twitter.
He is, isn't he?
BBC like Sport Football, like every story they have, it'll always end with fucking Rio Ferdinand's tweet about it.
What's happened to
the world? So he Rio tweeted, we have a new member from the Man United crew at DGibbo28 has joined Twitterverse. Show him some love, tweeps! But 2 hours later, the account had been shut down. Some of the messages aimed in the direction of the Republic of Ireland international included the following: DGibbo28, your performance on Saturday was one of the worst I've ever seen of any United player. Scared of the ball much? DGibbo28 hasn't tweeted yet. Seems somewhat fitting after the countless anonymous performances we've seen from the footballer. My mate thought you were about 33 years old in the heart of midfield. He's 23. DGibbo28, team do all hard work keeping possession, then you hit Rosette every fucking time. And this is my favourite. DGibbo28, nothing would make me happier than if we sold you this summer.
I don't even know the guy, and I know he earns a lot of money.
He's
as
terrible.
A footballer.
He is terrible.
He is shit. He's a workhorse, and he's carried by the team.
But then Ferguson knows what he's doing. Why is he on there?
Well, he's not on there anymore.
Well, fair enough. No, I didn't mean Twitter. I meant on the but
I like the thing that in this game that they're referencing, they beat Danny's team.
well, you know,
a team full of cart horses.
Danny's an Everton fan, just in case you didn't know.
Podcast finished.
I've got a quick one for a celebrity nobbery. Did you hear about Jordan? Not the country.
The car?
Yeah. She was driving along in Argentina and two beasts were injured.
The tits?
Not Jordan. And and the bloke she's seeing. But
dragons?
Two horses. They said two creatures were severely injured. I looked with hope, but no, it was just a couple of horses that they ran into.
She likes them big.
Yeah, so Jordan, clearly a danger to horses.
She is. Argentina, also in the news, that the Kiwi lady who got... Who, I'll tell you what, she met someone on the internet. Yeah. There's the first alarm bell.
Yeah. Chubbuck milk.
She got asked to fly... She got... Well, part of her flight was subsidised to the UK to meet this guy.
Yeah.
There's alarm bell number two.
Double trouble.
And, you know, sprinklers going off.
Yeah.
And then she got asked to pick up several packages.
I know.
In fucking Buenos Aires or wherever it was. Yeah. And it was, you know, 5 kilograms of cocaine or something.
And the thing that got me about that story was that in her suitcase, the packages were found in a false bottom, which is good, rather than being found in her real bottom, because it was 5 kilos worth, and that's going to be a struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that.
Have you got enough room up your rectum, really?
For 5 kgs.
I have no idea.
Better in the false bottom.
Always have a false bottom.
Always in the false bottom. I reckon that's been us.
Yeah.
That has been the Comedy Hangover podcast number 21.
21, son of a gun.
Yeah, should we just do a very quick roundup of the Billy T nominees before we go?
Nominees.
For those of you that don't know, in New Zealand every year they have a comedy competition, if you like.
Yeah.
It's to win a towel, a yellow towel, which was made famous by a comedian called Billy T James. So every year comedians will compete for the Billy T. This year the 5 nominees are Ursula Carlson, Nick Rado, Nick Gibb, Joseph Harper, and Pinchy Murray.
Yep.
Cameron, who's your pick to win it? Nobody by that name, Danny.
No, were you in it?
No, nearly. I'd have to say Joseph Harper, I think.
Joseph Harper?
Based on form.
Fair enough, Reuben?
Nick Rado.
All right, then, I'm going to go for Ursula Carlson. We will find out in, 4 weeks' time? I don't even know, 3 weeks' time. Check us out on comedyfestival.co.nz. That's been the Comedy Festival. Yeah, that's been the Comedy Hangover.
That's the Comedy Festival done.
Who won?
That's been a couple of beers.
Monty's is strong.
That's been the Comedy Hangover podcast, number 21. We're celebrating early. See you later.
See ya.
Kia ora.
The Comedy Hangover podcast.